Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome especially to the newcomers. If this is your first time, I'm so happy that you're here. And old comers, you know I love you. You're always welcome. Bless you. So Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. So, straight off the bat, park your perspective and answer this question for yourself. What am I focusing on? What am I focusing on? More importantly, what do I want? And the reason for that is because I want you to focus on creating what you want, not what you do not want. Because when you focus on what you do not want, what you do want, you delete from your experience. So I want to talk today about magnetism. I want to talk to the ladies and I want to address how irresistibly magnetic are you to a quality man? Because there are a lot of women who are very confident around men. Yet, there are still some areas that need to be worked on. You see, a lot of these women that are sassy, entrepreneurs, they've got it going on, they still have this difficulty to receive from men. And to be able to receive from men is feminine energy. And so often you will find that these women are in their masculine energy. They're used to giving, but they're not used to receiving. And so they have issues in this area. Another thing that these group of women have problems with is they have an inability to process emotions and respond to men in a high value way. They do not know how to communicate their feelings. Because remember, when you can communicate your heart, communicate how you feel, you're now communicating from a place of heart to heart. That person is able to connect with you, as opposed to always being in your head, which is masculine energy, and so therefore true connection doesn't occur. So let's get into a bit more detail around this. How irresistible are you? How irresistibly magnetic are you to a quality man? How does he perceive you? Now, as a woman, your ability to recognize and to find, or should I say, attract men, tells me a lot about how open you are to men and your willingness to receive. You see, the more open you are to receive, in other words, the more feminine you are, the more men you will find are open to give to you. Because you're sending out feminine energy, so you will naturally attract masculine men who will be willing and wanting to be open to giving to you. Now, if you believe that quality men are rare and special, this may seem like an observation, but from experience, it tells me that you tend to shut your options down as soon as you've become interested in one man. And the thing is, being too quickly loyal to one particular man is another sign of being closed to receiving from men in general. Now let's just pause and reflect on that for a moment. If you believe that quality men are rare and special, that means that when you do attract this man and you grab him and you bring him into your life, because you think that he's a rarity, you will tend to put this person on a pedestal. And because you put them on a pedestal, by default, you are now, yes, figuratively speaking, metaphorically speaking, not on that pedestal, you're beneath him. Okay, I'm only metaphorically speaking now. So think of the mindset. And so what happens now is you close off your options because you want to be loyal to this man that you revere because you see him as a rarity, and you close yourself off to receiving from other men in general. So ladies, you know who you are. Okay. So where are these quality men? Where are they for you? Are you a woman who believes that they don't even exist? Are you a woman that perceives them everywhere? You know, perhaps you just need to know how to attract and keep one of these guys. Or are you one of those women, as I just described, that believe that these men are rare and are needed to be put on a pedestal? Okay, even if you're not even consciously aware that you're actually doing that. Because when you actually do that, you actually end up sabotaging your chances with them. Now, I just want to follow into a second point. Women who are not used to receiving from men, they tend to make snap judgments about men. It's either the woman is head over heels for a man and she clings onto him for dear life, believing that he's her only chance of love. Or, and listen to this, she is quick to cut him out of her life because she believes she already knows what he's thinking or feeling. And that's not good. You see, this can lead to a lot of drama in a relationship where you're spending way too much time over analyzing every single message, you know, the time of the message, the length of the message sent from a man. And when you're actually doing that, you're in your head, which is masculine energy. Instead of looking at his actions from a very calm and neutral, i.e. feminine space, when you do that, your emotions tend to be, or should I say, when you don't do that, your emotions tend to be all over the place. Your emotions are determined by this man. In other words, he has the ability to press your buttons. One minute you're happy if he messages you, or next minute you're sad if he doesn't. You're miserable if he doesn't message you. So that's an indication that there's a lot of drama going on. There's a lot of drama going on in your mind. So what is your reaction if a man isn't messaging you every day, wanting to see you and make time for you? Is it that you look at it that he is, you know, he's not making you a priority, he's busy, he has a demanding job, maybe he has kids, and you just think, you know what, I'm busy too? Or do you think, all right, he's clearly not interested in me or even willing to invest at the level that you would like, therefore you're disappointed? What's actually going on in your head? And I'd like to introduce to you at this point a diagram which is called the Queen Diagram. You can find that at www.valerieacampbell.com/queen. And I'm just going to put a question out there. Are you on the steps? Are you on the pedal still? Or are you on the steps? And you won't know the meaning of that until you actually go and look at that diagram. So when you're chasing after men, or you're pushing men away, or being really intense and overly emotional with a guy, they're all signs that you are not comfortable receiving from a man. Okay? All signs. In other words, you're able to receive his attention, his desire, but it's limited. It's limited because you've never received it before. It's like a woman who is accustomed to kissing frogs. And then a prince comes along. But because she's so accustomed to kissing frogs, that when the prince comes along, it feels too good to be true. And so therefore, she then ends up sabotaging her relationship with the prince because she's carrying the old vibe into this new relationship. Yes? And so she sabotages the relationship. And what you're actually doing is pouring into that new relationship what actually feels normal for you. And so when a man does something that is outside of your comfort zone of what you depict as normal, it makes you feel skeptical of any man who shows you a lot of interest because it's so different from what you're accustomed to. And this one is quite challenging because if you've got a history of dating emotionally unavailable men. In other words, men who do not communicate to you from their heart. And oftentimes it is because you as a woman do not communicate from your heart. So therefore you are an emotionally unavailable woman, therefore attracting an emotionally unavailable man. Or a toxic man or a narcissistic man. You may simply believe that all men lack the ability to give you the love, attention, and the commitment that you want. But I'm telling you right now, it's not true. Because remember, if you've been told all your life that men are liars, that men are jerks, that they're all dishonest, you're looking at life from a filter of that. And you will subconsciously, not consciously, your radar will be seeking out men who are liars and jerks because that is all that you know. So I don't want you to beat yourself up about that because there's some of you women that are listening to this right now and you're recognizing yourself and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that is me. That's why I always say you are the common denominator of all of your relationships. And it simply means that you need to learn how to recognize a different kind of man. And the way that you do that is by breaking the pattern, by recognizing your subconscious patterns, stopping it in the track by becoming aware of it. Yes? So that you can do different. And so that's where a coach like myself comes into play. So if you want to have a consultation, yeah, you can contact me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. Okay, and I will give you a free consultation just to find out and hold up the mirror to you so that you can see where your real vibe is at and why you're in fact attracting the type of men that you are currently attracting. So what then would be your pattern? Well, you're going to have a habit of chasing men who lose interest and they run away from you. So you have this cat and mouse thing going on, right? You have a habit of chasing men, losing interest, and then being chased by men. and then you end up pursuing them and then they lose interest. You see how the cycle goes? And sometimes you feel like when the things are going really well, it's like you start to panic and you think, oh my gosh, this is him, this is Prince Charming. And you start to freak out, you start to panic, and you start to sabotage the relationship by actually pushing the man away. Yes? Because it doesn't feel familiar to you, because you're used to intense relationships. You're used to arguing in a relationship. So there's something, it doesn't feel like it's got substance. And so therefore you create drama. You create drama when you think that things are going too well. And don't get me wrong, listen, men, I've been in a relationship with a guy, in fact, a narcissistic. And he would do exactly that. And that's how he described his past relationships, as being intense and full of arguments. And when things were literally going too well, this guy would literally sabotage the relationship. It's almost like taking a spoon. You know when a spoon drops in an empty room? Clang, 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 clang. And you'd think, I would think, oh my gosh, why would you disturb something that was going so beautifully? Why? Because it doesn't feel real to that person. Now, if you're the kind of woman that's comfortable being close to a man and having him close, being close to you, you know, you've got that heart-to-heart connection once you're in a committed relationship because you feel secure, safe, then you're in a position where you can feel that you can do things together or apart without any friction at all. Or should I say minimal friction? Now the thing is, if you get nervous around high quality men, you may want to ask yourself, why? Why do I feel uncomfortable around high quality men? Now there may be a part of you that believes they're better than you. I want you to really be honest here. Or that somehow you're not enough for this person, or that you're undeserving of a man like this. Ever felt like that before? You see, that same feeling of unworthiness will cloud your judgment with these men. So instead of actually seeing the man for who he really is and paying attention to what they are really bringing to the table, I mean, like really dealing with what is the reality, you may find yourself focusing too much on how you're not good enough instead. Reflect on that for a moment. It's not that you're not good enough. Smell the roses. You see, this is why it all starts with self-love. What is that man really bringing to the table? And you see, those thoughts will only make you feel even more anxious and even more insecure around high-quality men. And that's a vibe that you're projecting, which can be picked up. So if you're a woman that feels very relaxed and very comfortable around high-quality men, thumbs up to you. But if you feel nervous and anxious, or in fact, if you don't even know any high-quality men, then that is something that needs to be addressed. You know where to find me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. Book a consultation. So I see women, or I've observed a lot of women that actually do this quite a bit. And listen, I've done it too. That's why I know. We have this preconceived idea this notion of how dating and courtship should go. The thing is, the more anxious you are to find love, the more impatient you will be. I'm going to repeat that because I really want you to get that. The more anxious you are to find love, by default, the more impatient you will be. Yeah? And if you're impatient, that means that you're going to most likely chase love, right? You're going to chase love. And what you chase doesn't come to you. If in fact it runs away, right? So it's not going to get you closer to love. What will happen instead is you'll actually scare off the good ones because you come across as too intense, too demanding, too, as we say in the West Indian culture, too wanty wanty. You will literally chase him away by chasing him instead of allowing him to chase you. If you need to chase him, let me tell you right now, you're doing it wrong. Go right now and look at my diagram in valerieacampbell.com/queen. So what do these women do? The ones that are dating a man who suddenly becomes flighty with his legs. In other words, he runs away. Or, you know, you can feel mentally he's kind of just become distant from you. Do you become, here's a question for you. Yes. Do you become frustrated? Do you ask him for answers like, you know, where's this relationship going? Because you believe that you need a really clear answer and you don't want to be left in the dark. Or do you just lean back? You're cool. I mean, like, genuinely cool. And you focus on you. You focus on your radiance. You focus on becoming the best that you can be. And forget about him. Or do you continue to message him and send him updates about your life, looking for ways to talk to him and spend more time with him? What do you do? Or if you within yourself feel as if a man isn't chasing you hard enough, do you cut him off? Do you only talk to him if he messages you first? Do you find excuses to talk to him? Do you ask him out to events? You see, all of this is pursuing energy because you want to spend more time with him. Listen, you can't lie to God's universe. When you're pursuing, you're pursuing. Are you able to convey how you feel from the heart and you're okay with it because it's your truth? Things to ponder on, right? You see, the hallmark of a high-value woman, a woman who is confident and has a high, healthy level of self-esteem. She knows who she is. She knows she's a child of the Most High. It's in her ability to communicate her standards and her boundaries with a man. You see, for you to set your standard with a man, you need to know what your standards are in the first place. Right? Makes sense, right? You need to know when your standard or your boundary, I prefer to use the word boundary in fact, has been violated. And you need to know how to communicate that and to enforce it. So when you can set appropriate boundaries in your love life, okay, ring fence what you need to preserve it and communicate your standard. It's a high value skill. It really is. And it's absolutely relevant, absolutely necessary if you want to attract a high quality man. So if a man isn't showing you the respect you deserve, what would you do? Would you tell him how it makes you feel? And then offer suggestions on how to treat you instead? Would you stop talking to him because you don't see any point to respond? Would you stay quiet and just become passive aggressive until things return back to normal? What would you do? What would a high value woman do? Question, right? Reach out if you need the answer. valerieacampbell.com/apply. So, boundaries are so important. Another thing that is absolutely critical is that you are aware of when you are judging. Judging or avoiding intimacy. You see, a relationship needs intimacy for it to last. What is intimacy? It's that heart-to-heart connection, isn't it? And contrary to what you may think about men need love. They need intimacy and commitment in a relationship. And so, are you offering intimacy in a relationship? Because it is critical. So when things are going really great in your relationship, do you feel anxious? Do you keep expecting something to happen? Do you prepare for him to pull away or to lose interest? Or do you just feel relaxed, secure, and comfortable, which is how we all want to feel, right? Or are you on to the next thing in your life by making something else a priority over your relationship or another love interest because you want to feel a rush again? Making something else a priority over your relationship. And it could be work, it could be your friends, it could be your hobbies. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you judging or are you avoiding intimacy? You see, there is another most important thing that I must absolutely mention, and that is communication. Come on. There is no relationship problem that can't be solved with effective communication. And proper communication is being intentional about how you feel and to listen actively to your partner. And I'm not saying that you use your partner as some kind of emotional dumping ground. Every, you know, emotion, negative emotion you feel doesn't need to be communicated. You've got to know to pick and choose your battles, right? But just reacting any old way to your, you know, to your emotions is, it really is counterproductive. So what you may have interpreted as disrespectful or a boundary that has been broken, it may simply be something else. So you see, don't judge. Have the conversation. And let's face it, you know, in a relationship, no relationship is perfect, okay? Men don't always say the right things at the right time. We don't say things at the right time. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is a bad person. So, What do you do when your partner says something uncomfortable to you? Do you keep quiet about it? Because you prefer to avoid conflict and the potential to make him angry. So therefore, you're building up inside of you this doubt about your relationship. Or do you, react immediately in a way that makes it clear that you're uncomfortable? You don't tell him the exact reason why, but he can detect something's off key here. Or do you actually...
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.